toll free. 855-453 is the number, and that is brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, you know what? I should turn Ellen's microphone on. That would help.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen and Daryl joining me. And, of course, you can join us on the phones or on Skype. The Skype username, lrn.fm. We're actually going to go right out the gate to Skype, where Todd is on the line in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Hey, Ian. It's been quite a while since I've last talked to you.
Todd, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, hey, Daryl. Hey, everybody. Well, I just submitted show prep for you guys tonight, which I don't know if you've taken a good look at it yet or had any time, but it's regarding Christopher Cantwell's open letter to the Free State Project Board that he posted on his website.
And I saw this a few days ago, the gist of it is that he would like to be invited again to Porkfest. He has been uninvited, as I understand it, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is due to some controversy over some remarks that he made on a previous blog post last year that suggested killing police, if I'm recalling correctly, as something
That's
that
correct.
Was as something that was inevitable for the Liberty Movement.
Government officials.
Yeah. And the Free State Project has a specific prohibition on advocacy of violence. Of course, Chris will make he will defend himself by saying that he was only talking about in defense, but at the same time, he also made it sound like that was inevitable and that was something that should happen at some point. So they asked him to correct. They asked him to change what he had said in his article. He refused to do that. They then informed him that he would be disassociated from the Free State Project. He would have his membership or his participation within the project revoked and would be uninvited from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I guess he was trying to somehow make amends with the Free State Project, but I guess that didn't pan out.
Yeah, I know that George Donnelly on his show was actually, believe it or not, interviewing one of the Free State Project Board trustees on there. And I guess this was some time ago. I don't recall when exactly he put this up. But apparently she gave the reasons why she sent out the letter to Chris, and Cantwell in his open letter basically stated that, well, she's just basically calling him a domestic terrorist because...
So, Todd, what's your interest in all this? I mean, really, it just seems like a lot of drama and not really necessary to really even talk about it. So why are you interested in this?
Well, it's been a very big concern of mine lately.
What
I've seen, his comments that he has made, you know, in his writings and so forth, and I...
Why is it such a concern? I mean, he's no different from thousands of other people out there, the gun polisher types who are always talking about violence and how it's going to come to violence someday and that they're preparing for taking the cops out before they take them out and, you know, that kind of rhetoric. I mean, what makes him so, you know, unusual or worthy of your attention?
Well, let's put it this way. It gives the wrong impression that a lot of us are just, well, let's just kill the agents first and then before they start killing us. And this is the perception that's being floated around. And I just don't like the idea of that perception being floated around, particularly in the movement. I mean, you're free to disagree with
that. But aren't you, I mean, basically giving him more... I mean, we weren't going to talk about Chris Cantwell tonight, so...
Giving him more publicity.
Right. You just, you know, opened up a radio show by talking about him. Doesn't that essentially bring more attention to the ideas that you find disturbing and upsetting?
Well, sometimes it's better to bring these ideas into the public view so that we can dispel any myths there are about it. Like maybe
I agree.
Maybe he was just talking about self-defense, maybe not particularly against police officers, but including them as well.
Now, he'll usually make a statement like that, but the way that Cantwell writes, it comes off pretty... It almost sounds like he's advocating people go out and kill cops, but he kind of skirts around actually saying that. He usually will put in terms like only in self-defense or something like that. But the people that tend to come from that perspective usually believe that it's open season because, well, the police are always aggressing against people.
They're paid for with stolen money, and therefore, yeah, you know, that's aggressive because stolen funds.
So I agree, Ellen, that I don't have a problem addressing this issue. I mean, we've talked about violence countless times on Free Talk Live over the years, and will again, because there's always something in the news. If it's not Chris Cantwell stirring up drama, there's always something happening somewhere where, you know, there's an appropriate comment to be made about how peace is the answer, that if you want peace, that has to be your means to get to that end, that kind of thing. But ultimately, I mean, you're giving him more attention specifically to him. I mean, by calling in like this, Todd.
Well, he does have a large following already.
Does he have a large following? I mean, I guess he's
in
about...
In his own words, he does.
That's what he says, and he does have about as many likes as freekeen.com, which he's had a website for about a year, so, I mean, maybe that is an indicator. And it is certainly true that there are a lot of people like Chris, which is why I said that, you know, his perspective isn't unusual. It's fairly common.
Well, I would, okay, I understand where you're coming from, Ian, but here's the problem, though, is that, you know, because he writes these kinds of articles, and I understand where he's coming from on one end, yeah, there's going to come a point where we're going to have to aggress towards the state if it really came down to it as a last resort. But the problem, the reason I bring it up on the show tonight is because, well, in fact, several days ago, I remember you made the point about the 10 reasons why libertarians are mean to people that Cantwell wrote, the article that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And you were bringing attention to that. You were trying to give him more publicity on that. So so I think that,
yeah,
you know...
Well, I mean, we thought that was an interesting discussion.
I think you're fair game on that one. Because if I'm fair game for bringing that
Todd,
up...
Todd, I didn't say that that there was anything necessarily inherently wrong with bringing it up. It's just that you made it sound like you didn't think Chris Cantwell should get attention, and so therefore... Why bring him up? We brought that up because it was an interesting topic of discussion. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't bring Chris Cantwell up. It's just that if your position is that you don't want him to get attention, then you shouldn't bring him up. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. And it's actually it's an interesting coincidence that he happens to bring that up, Daryl, because you have a story tonight about the so-called non-aggression principle.
Yes.
Which, you know, people like Chris Cantwell seem to hold fairly dear. This is sort of the kind of classic libertarian principle that underlies a lot of libertarian thought, and that is that one should not aggress, one should not begin to attack, one should not, you know, one can defend oneself, but one
right.
should not start the fight, so to speak, or go after somebody with violence or the threat of violence in order to achieve what it is they're looking for in life. And, you know, on its surface, this sounds like a fairly good principle to adopt. But unfortunately, it does tend to lead some people to this belief that, well, once I've been aggressed against once, then I have the right to just go ahead and start blasting any old time I want to. So, you know, in the case of the police, well, because they've aggressed against you by pulling you over at some point, or they've arrested a friend of yours or something like that, that then, you know, a week later, you have the right to go and bomb a police station or start, you know, shooting at cops. And I think that that's a pretty dangerous thing. Maybe you're saying I'm taking it to an absurd level. Well, let's get into your story coming up, Daryl. It is the, what is it, six reasons?
Six reasons that libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle.
What's the source on this one?
Libertarianism.org.
Well, that sounds official. Let's get into that here. Coming up in moments, 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. You Skype right on in to the show at lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. It will only take you a moment. And when you do that, we'll approve it, and it'll be good to go from that point on into the future. You know, if you've made the commitment to invest hundreds in an alarm system, why would you not spend about $60 more to permanently reinforce the doors in your home, or a door in your home, which are the very place that burglars are statistically most likely to attack? Adding an alarm system but not fortifying the doors is analogous to spending years on building the castle, installing a moat, and fortifying the keep, only to leave the drawbridge down when the horde of barbarians show up. It just doesn't make sense. Adding door devils to your home shores up a critical vulnerability that alarms just cannot address. Many alarms are recommended and one of the best burglary deterrents, but they don't stop people kicking in your door, banging in your door. Burglars know that doors provide up to 2 minutes delay to enter the security code before the alarm is tripped. Therefore, they don't care, as they will be in and out under 2 minutes anyway. You can go and learn more over at Door Devil's website, which was not included on this copy, unfortunately. So I'll get that information from you here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're talking about the non-aggression principle, which you have a story, Daryl, about the six reasons
that libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle. This is from Matt Zwolinski over at libertarianism.org. And he begins by writing, "Many libertarians believe that the whole of their political philosophy can be summed up in a simple, single principle. This principle, the non-aggression principle, or NAP, holds that aggression against the person or property of others is always wrong, where aggression is defined narrowly in the terms of use of force or threat of physical violence. From this principle, many libertarians believe the rest of libertarianism can be deduced as a matter of mere logic. What is the proper libertarian stance on minimum wage laws? Aggression, therefore wrong. What is the libertarian stance on anti-discrimination laws? The same. Aggression, therefore wrong. Schools, roads, you get the idea. The libertarian, armed with the NAP, has little need for the close study of history, sociology, or empirical economics. With a little logic and a lot of faith in this basic axiom of morality, virtually any political problem can be neatly solved from the armchair. On its face, the NAP's prohibition of aggression falls nicely in line with common sense. After all, who doesn't think it's wrong to steal someone else's property, to club innocent people over the head, or to force others to labor for one's own profit, or rather for one's own private benefit?
Or to kick in someone's front door. By the way, you can go and get Door Devil at DoorDevil.com. That's what I thought it was, but I didn't want to speculate. So there you go, DoorDevil.com.
And if it's wrong for us to do these things as individuals, why would it be any less wrong for us to do them as a group, as a gang, a club, or even as a state? But the NAP's plausibility is superficial. It is, of course, common sense to think that aggression is a bad thing, but it is far from common sense to think it is badness. Or rather, to think its badness is absolute, such that the wrongness of aggression always trumps any possible consideration of justice or political morality. There is a vast difference between a strong but defensible presumption against the justice of aggression and an absolute universal prohibition." And now he gets into the six reasons that libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle.
Okay.
The NAP prohibits all pollution. Rothbard recognized that industrial pollution violates the NAP and therefore must be prohibited. But Rothbard did not draw the full implications of his principle. Not just industrial pollution, but personal pollution produced by driving, burning wood in one's fireplace, smoking, or having a national radio show that uses electricity violates the NAP.
See, I don't know if I can agree with this one, because usually when people are polluting, they're, like, buying products from the store, throwing away the wrappers, and they end up in landfills. Or, like, if you're driving your car and it's releasing a lot of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, like, most people are aware that they're polluting on an everyday basis, and it seems like everybody is in agreement that that's okay, because everybody continues to do it. Like, if you chose to live a pollution-free life, it would be very difficult.
It would be impossible, because you exhale carbon dioxide, which, according to the EPA, is a pollutant. It is also plant food, because plants turn the carbon dioxide into oxygen. So if you
hold on, in kind of this true libertarian society, wouldn't someone have to prove damage in order to be able to make a claim against a polluter? Like, just by virtue of the fact that you're bellowing smoke into the air, or, you know, you're really gassy, doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's being damaged. They would have to show some sort of damage, wouldn't they?
Right.
So what if everybody's okay with the damage, though? Like, say there's a company that starts up in Keene, and they're releasing a lot of pollutants into the atmosphere, but people are buying products from this company. Like, isn't that showing their approval by giving them money?
Well, certainly it wouldn't matter if everyone was okay with it, but all it takes is that one person to be able to make a persuasive case that this particular polluting is a damaging form of polluting. So I don't know if pollution would all be banned right off the bat.
Right, but just by virtue of the fact that we're all living, we're all polluting. Like, you have to eat in order to live, and, like, if I eat a banana and throw the peel out my car window, like, technically that's pollution, because I'm littering.
It's technically littering, but I don't think that dropping a banana peel could be considered pollution, because banana peels are biodegradable and will eventually turn back into dirt.
So where's the line drawn between littering and pollution, then?
I draw the line at whether or not the thing is biodegradable.
So could you possibly live, like, only using things that were biodegradable? I don't think that's even possible.
It's impossible.
Especially not in modern day.
We have to have landfills in order to have the modern life that we do. But if you take all the trash and you put it in one neat place, is that really considered polluting at that point? The existence of the landfill isn't necessarily pollution, although I'm sure there are people who would argue that it is, simply because at one point it was pristine, untouched land, and now it has become a landfill. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. More of these reasons why the Libertarians should abandon the NAP, and I don't think we're even through the first one, right?
We are through the first
one. Okay, we're going to continue then on to number two, and we'll take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on into the show, username LRN.FM. Feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. And go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on our site for free. Another great website, freeross.org. It's all about Ross Ulbricht. He is the man accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts. And if you haven't heard the story about Ross Ulbricht and who he is alleged to be, you really should go and learn more about him. You can go to freeross.org to get started. He is accused of running the Silk Road. The Silk Road is an underground black market, kind of an open-air drug market, ultimately. And you can buy other things there that aren't necessarily illegal. So it's really more just an open marketplace. It's just that drugs tend to be the number one category as far as items sold there. The FBI took the site out late in 2013. They arrested Ross at the same time, accusing him of being the mastermind behind it. If he is the mastermind behind the site, he's a hero to the black market and to the freedom community, especially considering he describes himself, I believe, as a libertarian. Both Ross and Dread Pirate Roberts self-describe as libertarians. But if he's not if Ross Ulbricht is not Dread Pirate Roberts, then he's a man who's been wrongfully accused. Either way, he could use some help with his defense. If you want to help this guy out and help, you know, in a very, very critical case to this insane war on drugs, please go to freeross.org. They have contribution options there, including PayPal, Bitcoin, of course, as well as you can just cut them a check if you want. Freeross.org. As we continue here, we're going to go to the phones and your thoughts. We'll continue the 6 reasons why libertarians should abandon the non-aggression principle. We've got 5 more of those to go through. But Armando is on the line first in Utah. Armando, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So a few months ago, one of you guys mentioned Crusader Kings 2, and then a few weeks ago, one of you mentioned Hearthstone. And that got me curious. What games do you guys play?
Well, that's a good question. So
that most likely would have been Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray has a feature on Tuesday nights where most Tuesday nights, some nights we don't do it, but most of the time he has his Johnny Ray's Game of the Week And the two games that you mentioned were a couple of the games that that he has been playing recently. But actually, it's funny you bring this up because we were talking about it during one of the breaks, and Ellen says she used to be a gamer.
Yeah, I used to be. I used to play all sorts of games. Mario, mostly now I just play Skyrim.
Oh, Skyrim. Now, describe what's... I mean, I think most everyone knows what Mario is, but what is Skyrim? How would you describe that to somebody who doesn't know?
Well, Skyrim's... it's like a sandbox game. It's a first-person role-playing game. You basically decide what race you want to be, and then you're...
It's
you're
like
playing,
a World of Warcraft type thing.
Pretty
correct?
Much. You're playing in this medieval type setting. There's dragons. There's all sorts of other creatures, giant spiders, scorpion-looking things. You can choose to be a bad guy or a good guy. You can sneak and steal things out of people's pockets, or you can kill dragons and be a hero.
Yeah. Hold on. Can you tame the dragons?
No.
And then take over the Seven Kingdoms?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but there is, if you get far enough into the storyline, you can actually befriend a dragon and fight with him.
Wow, I think I played that game all the way through and I didn't get to that part. So it's one of the things...
There's actually an expansion for it where you can ride a dragon and all that.
How about that? Skyrim is a cool game. I played it. It's like she said, a first-person game. So it's not like World of Warcraft, Daryl, in that World of Warcraft, as I understand it, is not a first-person game. It is also not a massively multiplayer online game, which is also what a World of Warcraft is, where that's one of the kinds of games where the game just goes on forever, and you just keep playing with multiple players online, and there's always new quests and things like that, and they usually charge you a monthly fee for games like that. Skyrim's just a single-player game, and...
Oh, Skyrim, it's one that you put in your little... computer play or your video game playing device, Xbox 3.
Yeah,
or
I believe there are Xbox and
whatever
and PS4. PlayStation versions. I played one on the computer, so there's they're available for different ones. So I'm currently playing, when I get the chance, Borderlands 2, which is more of an action oriented RPG game, but it still has those RPG elements. And for those that don't know, an RPG is a role playing game. So it's typically defined by gaining levels for your character as you smash other enemies. You get points for that, and the more points that you gain, the more levels you get, and the more levels you get, the more powerful of a character you control. But of course, over time, they throw more powerful enemies at you, so ultimately it just all kind of evens out. So that's what I've been playing. What about you, Armando?
You guys were talking about World of Warcraft a lot, and I recently got back into that after playing it when I was a lot younger.
I actually don't know anything about World of Warcraft. I am afraid to play massively multiplayer online role-playing games. I like games like Skyrim because even though, as Ellen described, it's a sandbox, you can basically go in there and do whatever you want. There's no... there's no direction that the game forces you into. You could play that for many, many hours, but ultimately that game has an ending point, and a game like World of Warcraft does not. So that kind of freaks me out because I have a dangerous relationship with video games where if I get into a game, it'll keep me up all night long. And I'll stay up all night long, and that's not good for me. So I can only do that for so many days, and if I were to have some sort of game that never ended, that could be a problem.
Absolutely.
But I'm glad you like it. Did that answer your question, Armando?
Yeah, I just had a raving curiosity. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number, 855-453. Now, Daryl, what about you? Did you, I just realized you didn't really...
I don't really play games, but if I'm going to play a game, it's going to be either like NCAA football or...
Now you're talking about video games. What about Dominion? I've seen you playing Dominion.
That's not a video game.
What about
Pokemon? It's a card game.
Have either of you played Pokemon before? I used to be really into that.
I'm 36 years old. I have never played Pokemon.
But it's been around for such a long time.
It has, but I don't think it really became popular
until... I was in my 20s when it came out.
Yeah, I don't think it became popular until, until I got out of high school. I don't remember when it started getting popular, but I know that when I was in high school, Magic the Gathering was really popular. Like, a bunch of kids at the school had Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was a thing called Pogs, which was very popular as well. I don't really
That was
know
popular
how to explain.
Amongst the kids that were in, like, elementary school
now,
when I
is,
was in college.
What is that? Is that similar to Tamagotchi?
I don't know, and Daryl, I should clarify that the school I went to for most of my middle and high school years also had an elementary component, so there were Pogs, there were a bunch of middle schoolers and fifth graders on the campus.
Now,
so
Pogs are like something that goes on a milk cap. They look like milk caps.
Except they don't have a screwy thing, they're just flat
pieces what do you, of cardboard. What do you do with them?
I don't really know. There's some sort of ball involved. You have multiple pogs. I don't know if you're trying to pick them up or something like that or throw them down.
I don't know.
Wikipedia probably knows the answer to this, this question. But
going back to the video game, if I'm going to play a video game, then I'm going to set it to career mode. So that
For the football or the wrestling?
For like either.
Okay.
And then it never ends because it just keeps going on and on. You know, like you can win all of the championships, but you'd still have to then defend them.
I see.
Or with football, there was a game that I had several years ago for, I think, Xbox, to where you could actually become a football coach, and then you would have to do recruiting, and then you would have the season, and then you would recruit players again.
I don't think I could stand playing a football game like that. I'm not a sports guy.
I am.
What really bothered me was that I used to work at Kmart in the electronics section, so I'd see every year they would come out with a new football game, like Madden 97, Madden 96, Madden 98. Like, what is the difference? They're not reworking the
players.
They're just changing the name.
No, actually,
the players.
They do tweak the game a little bit. But then they also update it with all of the new players for the new teams.
You
give
know
you more features.
The only football game I ever liked playing was Mutant League Football. Now that's a fun game. That's where you actually can kill the entire other team.
Tecmo Bowl, greatest game ever.
We're coming up here in moments. 855, 453. You can bring up what you want.
I
want
to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of ProXPN, if you care about your online privacy, you really need to go and check them out at proxpn.com/FTL. They will encrypt your online data. They're a virtual private network that is global. And so they encrypt your data before it reaches your internet service provider, which right now your ISP is probably logging every single thing you do online. So every website you visit, all the search terms you enter are likely going into a log file that may be 5 years old. As far as your how long they've been watching you. So you can go and stop your ISP from snooping on you, stop the coffee shop admin from lurking and seeing what you're doing online, stop whoever it is that's sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets to try to steal your bank account information. All of these things can be prevented by using ProXPN. So it's a very handy tool, and the price is right. You can start for free at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready, though, to upgrade, use code FTL20 and get 20% off the price of their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth. It gives you sites around the world, servers that you can connect to around the world, and that means that your location's actually protected with ProXPN because the sites you visit will think you're coming from the location of the ProXPN server, not your actual location. Plus, you can get past blocks on the internet. Maybe you've got a block at a workplace or a block at a school, or, for instance, you're visiting another country where certain sites are prohibited or search terms. ProXPN gets you around that. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get started right now. It's free to get started, and then there's also downloadables for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices. There's a different setup for Linux. Just email ProXPN to get that setup information for Linux. Anyway, it's all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose except your privacy. Go and learn more and get started at ProXPN.com/FTL. Coupon code FTL20, and if you use Bitcoin to pay for your annual plan, you'll save even more. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Garrett on the line in Maryland via Skype. Garrett, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just was enjoying the conversation you guys were having about games. It's interesting. You bring up a few things that I'm really interested in. Video games, board games, and Pogs.
Pogs. All right. Well, okay. So we didn't know what Pogs were. Can you explain what those are?
I really would love to clarify this for you guys because I used to play this in like fourth and fifth grade, like elementary school. It didn't even quite make it into middle school for me. But this was, we would gather before school in, like, you know, the little clusters or whatever, not like your lockers or whatever, but outside your classrooms. And we would sit there and we would bust out a few pogs each. You know, they're like you guys were saying, they kind of look like milk caps or whatever, or like more importantly, like the seal inside of the milk cap, maybe. Okay. They're just thin little round circles of cardboard, and you stack them on top of each other, and then you have what's called a slammer, which is the same diameter circle as the pogs, and each person takes a turn slamming their slammer down, and however many pogs they manage to flip over, they win, essentially. Depending on,
is there, you know, any strategy to this, or is it just pure luck?
One might say it's on the wrist sort of thing. There was definitely better players than others. They were the ones that had the really long tubes of pogs that would show up.
Wait a minute. Okay, so you bring a tube. I remember seeing the tubes in the kids that I went to school with. So you'd bring a tube full of pogs. You'd have your own slammer, or would each person use the same slammer?
You would have multiple different slammers to yourself.
And when you flip the pogs, well, first of all, do different players put down different pogs on the playing field?
When you say playing field, it's literally just like what it is. Like you've played quarters before, right? You just you slam a quarter down, it bounces into the shot glass or the cup or whatever.
I've never played quarters.
I have not either.
No, me neither. The closest I've ever come to playing anything like that is jacks.
Okay, yep.
Okay, jacks. Yeah, there you go. So you bounce the ball and you got to grab a couple of jacks up in your hand, and you count how many jacks you pick up, right?
Right. So you're picking up pogs?
You're not picking up the pogs. You just got to flip them over.
Are you bouncing a ball?
You're bouncing a slammer.
But who brings the pogs into the game? So like each person brings their pogs to play. Is there a certain number that you start by putting down on the floor or on the ground?
Yeah, and that's agreed between players.
So each player, like, so you're going to put down five. Each player puts down five. Is it that kind of thing?
There you go. There you
and
go.
Do you have and to mix them together? Them Do you mix the pogs together?
Sure.
And yeah. Then what happens when the pogs flip over? Do you collect them from the map and you keep them, or do you give them back?
Whichever ones flip over completely, like you put them all face down. Whichever ones land face up, whoever threw that slammer gets to keep them. So some people were like bosses with this, and they would, you know, you could have a stack of 10 pogs right there. They'd throw down the slammer and the whole thing flips over and you're just like, bah.
Bam!
Well, that's
it.
Fun.
Game over. So they would get again. To keep the other player's pogs, and that's sort of what the competition is for, is to see who can walk away with the most of their other player's pogs. Is that right?
Exactly.
So it's like the late 90s, early aughts version of marbles that my dad played.
Absolutely.
And got yelled at for playing because he'd always lose.
Except this, now with marbles, would you keep the other person's marbles?
Yes.
Okay, I wouldn't know.
So don't lose your marbles.
Too. And tops, too. Tops was like the sumo wrestling of this stuff. You'd set up a little circle with chalk or whatever. Each person, like, has their little top, and they'd throw it out in the center of the circle, they'd battle.
Would some kids, I remember those, would some kids in the pogs game, would they bring less than desirable pogs to the field?
You know,
cheap pogs or something like that? Because there's different, like, you could spend money on these things, obviously. So, like, what would happen there?
Well, you would bring other tubes and other little cases and stuff, the stuff you were willing to battle with and the ones that you just wanted to show off. There were certain pogs that were collector items, you know, officially from Pog with the stupid staple in it and all that stuff. I still have some pogs. I need to go bust these out. But eventually some of the tubes would always wind up turning into like smoking devices of some sort. You'd move on to bigger and better games.
I would hope not in fourth grade, but
eventually start that's what would happen. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for explaining that. What else did you want to throw out there, Garrett? Any other favorites?
No, I mean, I'm glad we got to clarify the whole Pog game.
Yeah, well, so what did you move into these days?
Well, now I am playing Warlock 2, The Exiled.
You're playing what? I'm sorry.
Warlock 2, The Exiled, if you guys are into that.
Is that a role-playing game?
Yeah, it's definitely a role-playing game. It's like a turn-based battle strategy sort of thing.
Ooh, I do like the turn-based games. I played XCOM not too long ago, sometime last year.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Which is a fun one. So, hey, thanks, Garrett. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the ProXPN toll-free line.
So during the break, Daryl and I were talking about video games, and he brought up a story about somebody who was sent to jail for murdering their online character. I actually did find an article about this.
I don't believe this. This is an Onion.
Do you want to hear it? No, this is
not
a real story.
The Onion.
Okay.
This, I found this article on findingdulcinea.com, and the article's title is Virtual Maple Story Murder Reveals Online Lives Gone Too Far. And this is back in 2008. So the arrest of a Japanese woman who killed the online version of her virtual husband shows how the line between reality and fantasy can become blurred. A 43-year-old Japanese piano teacher could face 5 years of jail time or a fine of up to $5,000 for, essentially, the murder of her online husband from the game Maple Story. The woman was enraged after the man, who was married to her in the game but not in real life, abruptly broke off the online relationship. So she signed on to his profile with his identification and password and terminated his avatar in May, the Associated Press reports. An avatar is an online representation of a real-life person. I was suddenly divorced without a word of warning. That made me so angry, a police official quoted the woman as saying. So they arrested her on October 23rd, and she's being charged with illegal access onto a computer and manipulating electronic data.
Okay, so she's not being charged with the murder of the character. She's being charged with basically fraud. I mean, logging
into someone's account. I knew there was something about she murdered somebody's online character and then went to jail.
Okay,
the thing happened 6 years ago. Forgive me for not remembering the exact details.
Still, though, should somebody go to prison for 5 years for accessing somebody's video game account online? I don't think that's really appropriate.
I don't know. She must have been very angry if she was capable of committing fraud and murdering this guy, though. Like, I think this is a virtual representation of what she actually wanted to do, maybe. Like, why would you be so angry over a video game, though? Like,
there's a guy, a journalist named Barrett Brown, who is facing 100 years in jail because he copied links to a website from one chat room and posted them into another, and he's being charged with all kinds of computer fraud and wiretapping.
So they weren't even real-life boyfriend-girlfriend?
No, it was just on the game.
Well, on the other hand, he probably shouldn't have given her his login credentials. 855-450-FREE. I mean, if she wasn't if she wasn't his real girlfriend, how the hell did she get that info? It's Free Talk Live.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/airhandler or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.